It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Well, look at that. It's the mysterious 9 o'clock hour on a Friday. Welcome here. It's been a heck of a week talking about storms and midterms and all this crap. Need a nice distraction.
I'm exhausted.
I know. It was a tiring week, isn't it?
It was.
Anxious. Yeah. I think, for a lot of people. I'm hearing that from a lot of people.
That's a good word, anxious. A very anxious week.
Angst and anxiety.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's Friday, so you got a weekend on hand. It's going to be nice, too, on Sunday, by the way. Going to be cooler weather, a little bit of a cool front coming in. And we also have all four of our Friday football picks. Jen has texted in as well from the home office, recovering from surgery.
Yes.
Everything's going well on that front, by the way. So I think we should motor right through it and get to the picks. Dean, are you ready?
Ready? All right, let's do it.
Let's go.
Here comes Sunday. There goes your money.
Yep.
It's our Friday football picks on the South Florida Morning Show.
All right, here we go. Week 11.
11.
Begins as we are...
That's weird. 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11.
A lot of 11s today.
Hey.
That's right.
Once.
At least it's not 11, 11 right now.
Right.
But it is time for week 11 on the Friday football picks. And after a very anxious week, like you said, Bill, it's time to kind of sit back and relax and look forward to a nice weekend with nice weather. A lot of cool events going on this weekend. And, of course, all these football games. And the first one on the docket as Karen continues to lead with a record of 30-20.
I lead by one game.
One game.
Yeah, but we're running out of time to catch her, though.
But there was a lot of movement last week because Karen went 1-4.
Yeah.
So right now, Jen and Bill are tied at 29-21, right behind you, Karen. And I'm just playing along at 25-25. So the first
and
one on...
you are the...
sports director.
Yay!
I'm supposed to know these things. We start off with, again, Alabama is on the list. And I got to tell you, I actually did not want to put this game on here because they're always on it.
I know, but...
but it's Alabama, and they play the biggest games.
They do. They play a tough schedule, biggest games. You're right. You have to.
I know. I can't avoid it.
Yeah.
So, again, another big game. Number 9 in the country now, Alabama, with 2 losses on the year.
They were out of the top 10.
No, they're, like, right there. They're hanging around. At number 11, Ole Miss, and this is the Nick Saban versus Lane Kiffin. Type of game here.
At Ole Miss.
A lot of history between them. And it's at Ole Miss afternoon game. So Jen is the first one on here. She was already yelling at me, by the way, about my influence being back on here, which I'll get to. She goes, here are my glorious picks. As much as it pains me, I have to go with 2-time losing Alabama. Their record against Ole Miss works in Saban's favor. Plus, I can't see Alabama losing 3 times. And why are they in the top 10 with 2 losses? Just asking for a friend. So a lot of vitriol there from Jen as she begrudgingly picks Alabama. What do you think, Bill?
Exact same reasons.
Yeah.
They're out of the national championship, but I don't
see
them going 7-3.
I can't
after
see
this
that.
Week.
Yeah.
Do you?
No, I can't see
I mean,
it.
They could. Like Karen said, the game's on the road. No, I'm picking Alabama, too.
Wait a minute. I just noticed you. Ole Miss is 8-1.
They are?
Yeah.
Very good.
Who did they beat?
Well, you know, they played their
8
schedule.
People.
That's right. SEC teams, Missouri.
Did they beat LSU or did they beat Georgia?
Lost to LSU.
Okay.
So I'll tell you this. The one time I picked them, they were on the sheet this year. That's the one.
That was it. Perfect.
That's Bill's loss right there.
Well, I went with Alabama.
All right.
Yeah, it's a clean sweep. All the same reasons. I can't see them losing. It's 2 games in a row, 3 games on the season. It's even though it's at Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin wants to beat Nick Saban.
He's probably going to pull out some really trick plays and
crazy stuff. I could see that.
Statue of Liberty play. Here it comes.
Very possible. So we're all going with Alabama. Next on the list, another team that's been on here a few times this year, the Oregon Ducks against Washington. And Jen says, I'll go against my better design judgment and take the ghastly green colors of Oregon. Would someone please tell them that ducks aren't lime green? That's where Jen is at.
This kills me.
Oh, no.
Once again, we're picking the same teams.
Oh, no.
And I hate Oregon because I hate them. And every time I've bet for or against them this year, I've lost. But I'm picking them, too. I don't know why.
Just one of those things.
I just did. They're playing. I don't know anything about Washington.
That's fair.
So
I guess because they're home, I'm picking Oregon.
All right. That's fine.
I could make things interesting and take Ole Miss and Washington.
You could, but you're not.
It's too late? Okay. I'm picking Oregon.
Of course you are. I'm going Oregon, too. So this is interesting because I'm trying to catch up. I keep picking all the same games as you guys. I should be picking opposite. See, next time I have to think, what are they going to pick?
Exactly.
And losses be damned. I just got to go for the wins.
That's what it's coming down to
because
there's no separator so far.
You know, I got to try to catch up. So we all have Oregon, number 6 team in the country. But that's the thing. They're at home. Washington is sneaky good, though, by the way. They are sneaky good.
No, but Oregon has Bo Nix, right?
They do.
He's a high jump.
Yep.
He's doing great.
He is a resurgence in his career.
Oh, God, I'm glad I didn't change my mind.
A Heisman candidate, transfer from Auburn, and he's like a top draft prospect now at quarterback.
He's burning it up. And he's having fun.
He is. On to the NFL, as we have back on the list, to Jen's chagrin, the Miami Dolphins. Because they're at home against the Cleveland Browns, who are 3-5. The Dolphins, will they get their fourth straight win? Jen says, now for your damn Dolphins showing up again. When isn't Tua on the roster? I'll be shocked if you don't put them on there. And it pains me even more that I'm going with your Dolphins. No one is as bad as Cleveland. So Jen is going with the Miami Dolphins.
Good. Here's my separator pick. I'm picking the Browns.
Wow!
Insanely, to come to South Florida and actually eke out some sort. It'll be a bizarre, weird. After the week we had, some bizarre thing is going to happen.
All right.
The Browns are
going
to win.
You're doing it. You're going for it.
Based on nothing.
Good. That's the way to pick.
That's right.
Base it on absolutely zero intel.
I just got a feeling.
Good.
Now they watch. They're going to lose 75-0.
It's an inkling. Who's Browns quarterback?
It is Jacoby Brissett.
Jacoby from Palm Beach Gardens. So he's going to come back to South Florida. No, I can't even hype it up.
Okay.
Against his former team.
Yeah, that's right.
He played for him last year.
Dolphins.
Me too. Come on, Karen.
Tua.
Oh, now you're back on the Tua
train.
It's okay
for them to root for or to talk about the Super Bowl.
That's right. That's what they doubled down on.
Says who, you or Tua?
Can I say this? It's pretty funny. There's a contingency of Dolphins fans that have dubbed Tua Tan Marino.
All right, now I'm officially.
That's bad.
Can I officially pick the Browns twice? That's horrific.
That's what they're saying. That's the thing.
Well, they're not wrong. Neither of them have a ring. So.
Oh no! You see that wound on my heart?
Woof.
Get ready for another one when the Brownies come to town.
Grind on it. So Bill's the only one taking the Browns there. You're doubling down now on the Browns.
But it's, to make it fair, if they do win, I should get two wins.
You know what?
We should.
Yes. I am putting that in right now. You're right.
No,
you're picking the upset.
Double or nothing on the Browns.
That's right. And if they lose, two losses. No, I'm kidding. Obviously, I'm picking the Dolphins. So next up, we have the last game here for the NFL. This is a big one, actually, even though the records don't say it. 6-2 Cowboys at the 3-6 Packers. Obviously, they've been struggling. Aaron Rodgers is struggling to find any type of help on his offense. Jen comes in and says, as for Cowboys and Packers, I can't handle caveman Aaron Rodgers. And Jerry,
she hates him.
She does. And she says, Jerry Jones needs some new glory hole. So I'll take a stab with Dallas to win.
Okay.
There you go. It's Jen's going for
me some glory.
That's what I was waiting for.
Risky.
There's Jerry.
Risky game because the Cowboys are completely capable of screwing this up.
I know. It feels that way, right?
Even though the Packers have problems.
But a lot of problems.
Which quarterback are they going with?
Dak is playing.
Oh, yeah. He's back.
Yeah.
I'm still picking the Cowboys to win
at
Lambeau.
It is. That's
Risky.
Very, very risky.
Not a lot of confidence.
Again, the records say that the Cowboys should blow him out, but that's not. It's a weird type of game.
Well, Dak's coming back. He hasn't played in a while. They should put that other guy in. What's his name?
Did Dak play last week?
Clint Kadilia, right?
Yeah.
So I'm taking the Cowboys.
All right. And here's my separator. It's time for my separator.
Yay.
I'm going with Aaron Rodgers throwing to himself, and the Packers are going to win.
He could go all the way.
Somehow.
It could happen.
It just has a weird feeling to
it. It sure does.
You know, they're at Lambeau. They're desperate after losing to the Lions.
It'll be 30 seconds to go, tie game, and he's got the ball.
Yeah, and then Vegas thinks it's weird, too, because the Cowboys are only a 4-point favorite. So, just saying. So I'm going to go with the Packers there as my separator pick.
How do you get 4 points? You get two safeties or what happens?
It's just a spread. And then on the wild cards, where wins become losses and losses become wins, to choose from, we have number 7 LSU. This was almost on the main docket, but I relegated to the wild card. They're at Arkansas. Maybe an upset alert there because LSU is only a 3-point favorite there.
Yeah. Huh.
We have the Shula Bowl. FAU against FIU, the big rivalry in South Florida this weekend. Then we got the Vikings at the Bills. This was going to be on the main docket, but we don't know if Josh Allen is going to play or not for the Bills.
That makes a big difference.
He's kind of like a game time decision. But
who's
Vikings,
the quarterback behind him?
I'm not even sure.
I don't know either.
I gotta look that up, honestly.
Whoa.
The Vikings are 7-1. The Bills are 6-2, coming up the loss to the Jets. That's a big game. And then the Chargers, 5-3, who Bill won with last week in the last second field goal to crush my heart. They're at the 49ers on Sunday Night Football. And Jen.
Justin Herbert.
Don't you love him, don't
future
you?
Hall of Famer.
Come on.
You love him.
No, Diener has an irrational
hate
for that.
Him.
Can't,
you hate
can't
him.
Do it.
Poor
yes.
child.
Must probably a great guy, but I hate him. Jen on her wild card pick says, I'm going with LSU to beat Arkansas for no particular reason. I just like LSU. And then she says she misses all of us and hopes we have fun. We miss you too,
Jen.
We
miss you too.
Uh-oh. Going with the Vikings over the Bills.
Ooh, even with the uncertainty at quarterback.
I mean,
it might be Frank Reich playing quarterback for the Bills. We don't know at this point.
Throwback.
I think it's Dan Marino.
Though I think we've established that it's a very shaky 7-1 for the Vikings, I could see them doing it. And they'll be way too high, way too confident, but they'll beat the Bills.
Listen, I hope it happens. You and I both want the Bills to lose.
Everyone's rooting for that to happen, but still, I just... I'm going
with
them.
Okay, I like it. What do you think, Karen?
LSU over Arkansas.
Oh, you went there too.
Kansas.
Careful, this is a trap game. You might be falling to the trap. Are you sure?
I'm positive.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Coming off the big emotional win against Alabama in overtime, going on the road against an SEC opponent.
Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly will have them all ship-shape.
Okay.
I've never felt less confident about picks
in
any week of the past 2 years.
I have decided, on the other hand, to go with the 49ers.
Oh.
I'm going with the night game. And I did. I accidentally put Chargers and 49ers on there. It was supposed to be Seahawks and Buccaneers for the Germany game.
What's wrong with
the
you?
Germans.
It was the first ever game in Germany. I was going to hype it all up. It's 9 o'clock on Sunday morning.
I would have gone with the Bucs on that one, just so you know.
Yeah, I probably would have gone with the Bucs too. So, but instead, I'm going with the 49ers in a wild card pick on Sunday night.
It's actually a really good pick. They'll beat them.
Feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, Jimmy G. If he doesn't throw 8 interceptions, they'll win.
That's the thing.
Is he playing quarterback now?
Jimmy G is there.
Yeah. They replaced him.
He's going to show up. Justin Herbert. He's going to come out there. This is how it's done, young gun. Watch this. That's right. Justin Herbert will throw another 7 interceptions.
I heard he's dating Giselle.
Maybe.
Herbert?
No.
He'll throw... Justin Herbert will throw one 70-yard pass, and people are like, oh, he's amazing.
Here
Meanwhile,
comes the hate. Listen
he has
to it.
4
Watch.
Interceptions.
This is the bias in before your eyes.
Picking the 49ers.
He hates him.
What did he ever do to you?
He just hates him. It's irrational.
It's very irrational.
All right, that's it.
That's it. It's in. So week 11, the picks are in. It's going to be on the blog. You can follow along. Please do not use these for your gambling purposes.
Or anything else.
No.
You will lose, but you can play along and just have fun with us.
Yeah.
Not confident, but they're in. All right, close the window. It's done.
You do. You look pretty shaky about it.
Nah, not a lot of confidence.
We could have a big shift. You could be in first place by the time.
Maybe.
Could be.
See what happens in that Browns-Dolphins game.
All right, coming up next. Speaking of that, by the way, the German game you didn't put on the docket, Diener?
Yes.
Have you ever heard the German NFL announcers?
Can I hear them?
It's amazing.
Good, we have them. Good.
We'll have a little sample of that and what's going to be for the German game coming up next, as well as who Trump should be blaming for the midterms. Coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. The South Florida Morning Show, News Talk 850 WFTL. By the way, you probably know this already. We put those Friday football picks we just went through. In timely fashion on the morning show blog. I literally forget who I pick, so I have to rely on the blog. Mm-hmm. I go back. And also, you can check that on the app, too, to find all the stuff online to follow along with our picks. Don't bet on us.
No, gosh, no.
I wouldn't bet on us.
No, we will. I barely bet on anything that I pick. I mean, good gosh. So, yeah, it's all for fun. You can
Absolutely.
Follow along.
Also on there, on the main site, you can find all kinds of Veterans Day deals that are on there. And thank you, vets. This is your day. This is your weekend. We should thank you every single day, but that's there for you. So
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yes. Take a look at that. Take advantage of the freebies and have fun at the parades and everything like that today, too.
Well, we'll update you on the air and online as well if there's any results coming from the Western states with the slow-walking voting tabulation, but it's not going to happen.
Gosh.
Nothing's surely going to happen today. Throughout the weekend, this is the most unbelievable statement I've heard from anybody throughout the entire process. California elections officials in Sacramento said it may take weeks. They said weeks to decide the remaining 12 congressional races.
That's ridiculous.
Enough of this.
I mean,
my God,
who are you kidding at this point? Honestly, we know your game. You take advantage wherever you can. You try to slow the counting to try to fit in your own whatever to make things go your way. I mean, I hate to sound like a conspiracy theorist, election denier, whatever you want to call me. I just think I make easy to see observations. There's no reason. There's no reason. It's either incompetence or corruption. Either one is not good.
It's a little bit of both. Combine it once, and it's just terrible. There's absolutely no reason for that. And it's another, add that into the mix, besides an important Senate race, gubernatorial race. By the way, the attorney general race in Arizona as well. Another reason why that's important, they'll fix that in a very important swing state. They will clean up the election. They've already said, if Kerry Lake has already said, if I'm in there, I will follow the Florida model.
And here's what concerns me about that. The Democrats know that. And they know that their stronghold on Arizona is dependent upon how these last few 100,000 votes are counted.
Right.
Do you think they're sitting on their hands, hoping and praying that it goes their way? No. Democrats fight. Then they fight dirty. And they're going to do everything they can to try to keep their power. And they need Arizona to do that.
And I'm hoping it's clear as day that a lot of this stuff, this divide, well, Trump's not helping, obviously, with statements like what he came out with, not to rehash that again. But a lot of this is coming from this divide and conquer. That's the plan between DeSantis and Trump. DeSantis, for his part, is probably not even going to respond, and he probably shouldn't. He should just smile and wave and keep on going.
Yeah.
That's all he should do. They're going to ask him every appearance he has. He'll get a slew of questions about the Trump, name-calling and mudslinging already. Say, no, well, not going to address it, and that's how we'll do that. What Trump should have done, he should raise his ire against Mitch McConnell. That's
absolutely
who he should be blaming. That should be happening right now, and the timing would be perfect for that. Timing is awful to take shots at DeSantis. That's going to happen anyway down the road because they're both running. We know that.
Of course.
That's going to happen, and that fight needs to happen. It's good. That's how we're going to clean things up. But now he should be raising all of his ire against Mitch McConnell and the Rhino Republicans.
Yes.
Because that's who to blame for anything you're not happy about in the midterms. Despite some wins for them, that's who to blame because they put all the resources towards the wrong candidates on purpose. And that was going back to the primaries, too.
That's right. I mean, it all comes down to what's good for them. And what's good for them is to take the Trump people out because then everybody blames Trump for it. Oh,
exactly.
I guess his word isn't as, worth as much as it used to be. His endorsement doesn't mean that much. And then Trump loses steam and then Trump goes away and then they're happy. So it's sabotage from within, which is why they only spent $9 million on the Blake Masters campaign in Arizona compared to $76 million for Mark Kelly.
And if Trump was to come out and make everybody aware of that, it would go a long way towards spreading the news that that's where the problem came from. That's where this divide has come from. That's what he should have done and focused his energy on.
Instead, he's taking early shots at a guy that hasn't even announced if he's running.
Right.
I understand taking shots at somebody after they announce or you're on the debate stage, but no, not yet.
All right, in the meantime, let's get out of that for a second. Talk about something fun. We just wrapped up our Friday football picks. A game that was not on the docket is the German game. This is the Germans.
Yes.
First ever. Tampa Bay and Seattle at 9:30 a.m. 9 a.m., I think, on NFL Network.
I believe so, yeah.
On Sunday. It's going to be great. Now, the game's not going to be broadcast in German, but I was shocked to hear you had never heard the German announcers do this.
Can I hear it?
The Spanish announcers are great, too. But
I love them.
Here's a game from 2016, and I picked this one because it was a trick play with Russell Wilson when he was playing for the Seahawks at the time.
Alle sieben Versuche von Russell Wilson. Whoa. Trickspielzug der Seattle Seahawks.
Ja,
ja. War nicht schlecht, mein lieber Scholli.
I have no idea what they said outside of Seahawks and Russell Wilson, but it was fantastic.
Oh, that's really good.
Isn't that awesome?
Give me more of that on Sunday.
It was like they were made to call football games.
I love them.
All right, outside of that, other news, an amazing discovery off the Florida coast, an amazing discovery post-hurricane in Martin County. Big week for archaeology. It's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
Today is Veterans Day.
Thank you for your service.
The Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines.
And the Coast Guard.
Thank you for your service.
Today is Veterans Day.
Thank you for your service.
A day to honor all military service members.
Honor military servicemen and women.
Service and sacrifice.
You risk their lives for their country.
Thank you for your service.
So let's say
a big thank you
to all the veterans.
Happy Veterans Day.
Showtime.
Every single one of you and your families, thank you so much for what you do.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it. And don't forget about the families. They serve as well. They get ignored all the time.
I know.
In this whole process.
Plenty of sacrifice there. Trust me.
You're not
me.
Kidding. Maybe even more sacrifice in many cases.
Man.
And this is, we had this before a couple of times, but I love talking about this every single year. There's all kinds of like recording artists, especially, but celebrities. I had no idea. Some of them I knew, but a lot of them I needed to be reminded who actually were vets. Elvis, obvious one. Johnny Cash, kind of obvious. He was in the Air Force, by the way. Kris Kristofferson, famous as a helicopter pilot in the Army during Korea.
I did not know that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got some amazing stories.
Wow.
And I guess his dad was a pretty high-up military officer.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he bucked the trend and went to Nashville to become a country artist after all this.
Who would have thought?
John Fogerty from CCR.
See, I didn't know that one either.
In the Army Reserves.
Huh.
B.B. King, I did know that. He was in the Army. Did you know that Ice-T, rapper, actor, was in the Army?
Amazing.
Army vet?
Talk about a factoid. That is
no
a
idea.
Veterans Day factoid right there.
No idea. Shaggy, he's another rapper. He is a Marine.
That one I did know, actually. I think he fought in Desert Storm, I remember hearing.
Shocker of all shockers. Parachute, shiny gold pants and all. MC Hammer, can't touch this, Navy veteran.
This one is crazy to me.
How about that?
Had no idea. Very cool, though. So happy Veterans Day to...
Man. Remember? Please, Hammer, don't hurt him. He was also, by the way, what
oh,
a life.
Man.
He was also an Oakland A's bat boy.
He was?
Tell me you knew that.
No, I really did not know that.
Look it up. It's amazing.
Like, this was a thing? He was like the official bat boy?
He was an Oakland A's bat boy like when Reggie Jackson was with the A's.
Really?
Honest to God, you can find the pictures.
Holy moly.
What a life.
Yeah, really. Wow.
And now he's a Sonny artist.
Well... And end up somewhere.
No surprise here. 94-year-old Tony Bennett, God love him. He was in the Army.
Oh,
don't say it.
I'm not gonna say it.
Wasn't the Continental Army. No.
Don't make me say it.
He was a World War II veteran.
Okay, good.
This is the most shocking of all to me, anyway, just because it's so weird. First of all, I had no idea, and secondly, boy, you talk about a turnaround. Doors keyboardist Ray Manzarek comes out of the Army, moves back to Southern California.
Right.
And starts The Doors with Jim Morrison.
How about that? Talk about a departure of from where you were to where you ended up.
No idea.
Nope, didn't know that
I
one.
I had no idea about that.
Look at that.
But thank you one and all for your service.
Yes.
Hey, something amazing happened this past week in off the coast of Florida that really shocked the documentary filmmakers as well as NASA itself. The Challenger disaster obviously went years in the making for trying to find out what the heck happened. Remember the debris field?
Oh, it's just everywhere.
Tragic, and they had to look at it. I think they finally pretty much determined it was the O-rings and the manufacturing problem and the heat. You remember the heat sensors and all the stuff that happened there. They found a piece of the Challenger off the coast of Florida here recently, and these were History Channel documentary makers. They were trying to make something about World War II.
I know. Wow, man.
And they find a piece, a 20-foot-long piece of the Challenger in the ocean off the coast of Florida.
Who would have thunk, honestly, I know they didn't. They're out there looking for specifically pieces of World War II wreckage from this History Channel documentary, and they come across something completely different where, really, that's probably going to be the focus of the documentary now.
Absolutely.
Makes you wonder. I mean, are there any other pieces out there? Do they feel like they've gotten everything over the past, 36 years?
I don't know. It's interesting. But they found some heat tiles and gave divers their first clue that it was debris from the belly of the space shuttle.
Man. Ugh. What an incredible find.
I hope they change the focus of the documentary, right?
I know.
It should be about finding this thing as a surprise. It should start off as trying to find World War II relics.
We actually had the video on the website, and I moved it down to the blog. So.
Yeah.
If you check out 850WFTL.com, you'll see the story there on the Morning Show blog. And they have the video, like the promo for the documentary, as these divers find a piece of the Challenger.
Here's one of the divers. His name is Mike Beretta.
It's very rare when you dive down and find something such as this. And we were blown away when we realized what it was. This was the last thing we expected to find.
So, you know, the question becomes, you got to, contact NASA, and they have to identify it, confirm it, authenticate this thing, and they're going to honor it most likely at the Kennedy Space Center with a display in the best way they can. This is what NASA said when they found out about it and what they said.
I can assure you NASA will put the memory and legacy of the crew and the families foremost in its thoughts and planning as we move forward.
I mean, what a moment, honestly.
Amazing.
God bless those guys who found it.
I know.
You just come across a piece of history like that I hope maybe brings closure to the families. You know, I'm sure they still have siblings. Maybe some of them still have parents who are, you know, alive. And maybe they see something like this and, I don't know, maybe it makes them feel better. Maybe hopefully it's not the opposite, but it's just an incredible find. It really, really is.
Today, the crew is buried at Arlington National Cemetery.
Oh, I didn't know that, actually.
I didn't know that either. It makes sense. All the sense in the world. NASA says the families have been told of the find. Obviously, they told them first before they told the media. Under U.S. law, any space shuttle artifact must be returned to NASA. So they must think that something else is out there.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, we'll see if they come across anything else. Now I wonder if they've... if it's, you know, piqued the interest of these divers enough to where they say, hey, maybe we want to keep looking in this area or the surrounding areas at least. There might be more of this.
I think it should, yeah. Actually.
I know I would.
I know. There was another great find that happened here, even closer to home, that was churned up by Hurricane Nicole. It unearthed possible, and they think probably, Native American burial ground.
That's amazing.
How about that?
That's amazing, too. Two incredible finds, one dating back, obviously, longer than the Challenger, but you talk about... And see, this is a great reminder that there's so much history
all around us.
It's just there. And we go about our daily lives mm-hmm. and, you know, we have all our worries and concerns in our mind throughout the day. And you forget there's just the treasure trove of history right below our feet. How many times have we been on Hutchinson Island? Never thought about that.
Yep. South Hutchinson Island is where they found it. And the Martin County Sheriff's Office did a great job. This is kind of weird. They had to be called in as a crime scene. Because whenever they find bones of any kind, even though it's an ancient site, really, when you talk about it, but they have the forensics.
Right.
So they were able to, like, quarter it off, make sure that nobody else could touch it until they bring in the experts who will designate it as I'm sure they'll do more research, as an historic site and give us more information about some of the Native Americans that were in the area.
Just incredible. When you think about it, from the storm, it just turns all these things up. And we went to the beach yesterday. Kristen and I took the kids, went to the beach. It was north of Hutchinson, mm-hmm. well, pretty much north Hutchinson. And there was, you know, a bunch of stuff on the beach, but we didn't see anything like that.
Wow. Deputies didn't disturb the site, of course. They identified it as federally protective Native American burial site. So another piece of the puzzle of what went into forming this state and its mm-hmm. history.
That's right.
And the country, really, has been identified. That's an amazing thing.
Yeah, it's incredible. Two incredible finds, man.
Wow. How about that?
Huh.
Well, let's hope they find some votes in Arizona.
Yeah, I was going to say. They need to keep looking.
Find an Indian burial ground before they determine the results of the midterms from Tuesday.
But we didn't see that one coming.
My God. Bring out some forensics out there.
Jeez, what a joke.
We do have an update from one of the lawyers that's actually keeping an eye on Maricopa County specifically. We'll talk about that for a little bit. But we got some fun. We got some entertainment stuff to talk about, too. Coming up next, the Self-Loader Morning Show. Keep it here. Newstalk 850 WFTL, the South Florida Morning Show. It's your Friday. Welcome to it. Enjoy it. Just telling you right now, keep your mind off of politics or news or all this other crap throughout the weekend. It's been an anxious week, and you're not going to get any results from the western slow states. You're just not. They're already saying you're not, so forget it.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it for you. You rest your mind. Enjoy the nice weather this weekend. Go outside. Enjoy the events like the Stewart Air Show and just have a good time.
What an absolute joke.
It really is.
It is enraging, though. It really is. This is pretty good, though. This is one of the... There are eyes on the ground if you want to, you know... And they've been looking for this kind of stuff. They didn't fix the system, but there are people who know what they're doing, keeping an eye on all this stuff. There's a really good lawyer who's a good follower. Her name is Harmeet Dhillon. She's worked with Republicans before. She's in Maricopa specifically for it. She updated us as of, I think it was late last night. She said 290,000 early ballots were dropped off in Maricopa County on Election Day. Those are the ones that Carrie Lake has been talking about.
Wow.
That are still outstanding. They start to be counted, I think she said, tomorrow. Bad for Dems. The Election Day drop-offs of early ballots in Maricopa County broke the previous record by 70%. That's how many there are. And these are the ones that Carrie Lake says this is what those are comprised of.
When they count those, by the way, we're expecting them to go possibly 70% for us, maybe even more. Worst case scenario, we win by 53,000 votes.
Wow.
I think she's right. I mean, she's only behind half a percentage point right now. I think maybe a few thousand votes she's behind. So I do think she's going to win this one. The other one that is a little bit more iffy is Blake Masters against Mark Kelly.
He had no money. She had name recognition.
That's right.
You know.
She was kind of like self-sustaining, and she became kind of like a viral sensation. They had her on Fox News a lot, so she had more surrounding her. She had more behind her.
Okay, but still, I will be totally perplexed if she wins and Blake Masters doesn't. Who's the voter that votes for her?
That too, yeah.
And then doesn't vote for this guy.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. I don't get it. I mean, get any of it.
Same ideas, same policies, so you'd think they would vote down the ticket when it comes to those two. I mean, look, Blake Masters, you know, you look at him like, oh, wow, he's 5% behind, 4.5% behind.
Right.
Keep in mind, he was 6% behind a couple of days ago.
Well, that's true.
And
but that's like, what is that? I didn't even find the difference. It's like 80,000 votes or something.
A little bit more, like 100,000, 110,000.
Oof.
But still, I mean, if you're talking 500,000 votes outstanding, and you're talking about almost 300,000 votes that are in this batch.
Yeah, I guess.
You have to think that if, you know, say 210,000 votes are going for Carrie Lake and Blake Masters, then she's going to be way ahead. But he'll at that point, that's like a virtual tie for him. He might be, you know, 10,000 votes ahead at that point.
I hope
so. We'll see how this all turns out. The numbers are there for them to win. It's just a matter of when do we find out and what games are being played in the meantime.
This has to stop. It just has to. They have to clean this up. There's no other choice.
And California, for that matter, too. Colorado.
Oh, that's the most ridiculous. Out of all of this, that's the most ridiculous thing I've said. California actually said today, we're not going to decide the rest of these house races for weeks.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, California.
What an absolute joke.
Really is.
God. All right, to take your mind off that, we've got some big movies coming out. Two of them, actually, this weekend that are out right now. Finally, took a while for some obvious reasons. The follow-up to Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, is out. Here's a little piece of the trailer.
He's coming for the surface world.
Looks like good action.
Wow.
Cinematography's good.
Oh, the shots and some of that you see in the preview are just beautiful.
Marvel decided against recasting Black Panther after Chadwick Boseman died very sadly. And I'm glad they did that.
Yeah, me too. You don't want to try to replace somebody like that.
So they're going to work that into the story. The entire nation of Wakanda is mourning the loss of the king.
Right. Okay.
Which makes sense.
Good. Tastefully
done. So
they're
acknowledging it.
Right.
Here's what happens. Are you ready for this, Diener?
Sure.
An underwater civilization led by an anti-hero, Namor, threatens the surface world and tries to take advantage of their loss.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. New female hero rises. Isn't it his sister?
His sister, yeah.
To wear the Black Panther suit.
That's right.
Wow. There you go.
So she's going to take over the mantle. I think this isn't really a spoiler because they already said the show's going to come out. It's called Ironheart. That's kind of her character in the comic books.
Yeah.
So it's kind of going to evolve into that, I think. I mean, I have no idea. I haven't seen the movie, but that's the speculation.
It's going to be huge, though. Is it going to be bigger than something like Top Gun Maverick?
Maybe eventually.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it surpasses the amount of money Top Gun has made, because they're just going to run out of time this year.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be a huge movie, a huge opening weekend for sure.
There's also this coming out. I want to see this. Did you hear about The Fabelmans?
The Fabelmans,
Spielberg's
no.
talked about this forever. It's the semi-autobiographical thing of him as a kid growing up as a director. He made all those movies as a kid.
Oh, that's right. That's true.
He grew up in Arizona before he went to California. It's he's the aspiring filmmaker, but the character's name is Sammy. Hmm. Power of films to understand his dysfunctional family and the people around him.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I don't know. That looks good, too.
Yeah, that doesn't sound bad.
So there's your weekend entertainment.
Now, this isn't weekend, but it's coming out during next week.
Yes.
So I'll say it now. Christmas Story.
Oh, is it that? Oh my God, it's that soon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a Christmas Story. I guess you can say 2, but they've dubbed it a Christmas Story Christmas because there was a Christmas Story 2 that nobody talks about. We want to forget it ever happened.
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah. So this is called A Christmas Story Christmas, and it's going to be on HBO Max. It's next Thursday, November 17th.
That tells you, too, how close we are to Thanksgiving.
I know.
It kind of got delayed talking about storms and this stupid election crap, but we're right around the corner from the actual start of the holidays.
Oh, I already talked to my siblings about, okay, who's getting what. I'm in charge of desserts and the cranberry sauce, by the way.
Well, you can handle that.
Yeah, I think I can do that.
That's not bad.
I'll take it. If my brother's buying the $50 turkey. He's got more money. He can buy the turkey.
I haven't even started to look yet. They're probably...
I wish I was exaggerating. It's really like 40, 50 bucks.
I know the cost is up. I hope there's not a shortage, too.
Well, I don't think there's going to be a shortage. I mean, I was at Publix a few days ago and they had a bunch of them, but granted, it's still 2 weeks before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to tell my brother to get the turkey early. He tends to procrastinate a little bit.
Well, I get it. Yeah. Plus, it's also, I don't have enough outside room freezer room for that stuff. There's so much frozen food.
Right.
It's like, what am I going to do? Eat it in time?
I know.
I can't get it too early.
The struggle is real.
Listen to us whine. At least we have a Thanksgiving. Thanks to our veterans.
That's right.
Once again, we've said it a million times. Can't say it enough. Thank you, veterans and your families. 850WFTL.com is where you get a lot of Veterans Day deals. You know, if you're looking for that, it's your day. It's your weekend. We should celebrate you every day. But, you know, if you're looking for something a little extra, there's a whole list of cool stuff happening there and events, too. So check it out.
Yeah, it's your day. It's your family's day. You all make sacrifices.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So happy Veterans Day.
While you're on there, check out the Morning Show blog, 850WFTL.com. By the way, also, we don't mention the app enough because most people listen to our show on the app, including in Nevada. Nevada, we just learned a couple of days ago.
That's right. And we would have been calling it Nevada unless one of our app listeners told us it was Nevada.
But everything in the Morning Show blog and the content online you can find on the app as well. So and listening, click-in device and play along too, so it's all right there.
That's right.
All right, with all that said, have a great, great weekend. Take your mind off all the news that was in the news this week and relax. We'll all regroup on Monday. It's gonna be a good week. Don't worry about that. That's all coming up. We'll start to talk about probably some more holiday stuff as we got going forward too.
Oh boy.
That and more. Check it out. Have a great weekend. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll talk to you soon.